Greetings, Lenten pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob. And this is the first Sunday of Lent, as we talked about in the service today. Sundays are not part of the 40 days of Lent. Sundays are set apart as little mini resurrection celebrations because we know at the end of Lent, we're going to be confronted with the real thing, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we need to be prepared for that to be able to understand it and accept it and call it truth when it happens. And that's not normal for us. So we need to have God prepare us. So we're doing that all through Lent, and then the Sundays come along and we just get to worship and celebrate and praise God for what God is doing and what God is going to do as we allow God to have this Lenten period. So we come to the end of the first week, and I wonder what kind of a start we've got off to. Mary Alice Mulligan, in her devotion, takes us to the baptism of Jesus in the Gospel of Mark. It closes with my favorite verse ever. So you see how this first Sunday we go in with the baptism? Because we know the Easter Sunday, we're going with an empty tomb. From baptism to an empty tomb. That, in a nutshell, can be a spiritual life. At some point, you become converted. You're transformed, and you become a spiritual being. And it will lead to a whole new life for you, a resurrection, an awakening. And that's the journey we're on. So we've got the pleasant rain sitting on our porch, the terrace, looking out over the village. We've got our apple harvest candle. We've got our rooibos and chamomile tea. Let's hear the scripture. This is the Gospel of Mark. Gospel of Mark is the first gospel written. And we go to verse 9 through 15. So let us put the ears on our hearts and hear it through the ears of God. One day Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee, and he was baptized by John in the Jordan River. And when Jesus came up out of the water, he saw the heavens split open, and the Holy Spirit descended like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, saying, "You are my beloved Son, and I am fully pleased with you." Immediately the Holy Spirit compelled Jesus to go into the wilderness. He was there for 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was out among the wild animals, and the angels took care of him. Later on, after John was arrested by Herod Antipas, Jesus went to Galilee to preach God's good news. "At last the time has come," he announced. "The kingdom of God is near. Turn from your sins and believe this good news." See, it was at Jesus' baptism, Mary Alice Mulligan tells us, that the barrier between earth and heaven is divinely ripped open. Think about that. At that moment in the scripture, when Jesus comes up out of the water, that barrier which separated earth and heaven into two distinct realms is divinely ripped open. Heaven and earth now converge and overlap with each other and can be molded and melded into each other in your life. A new era at this moment begins for Jesus, as it can for all of us. Jesus is driven into the wilderness, a place of spiritual contemplation, temptation, and struggle. And don't we all know that place well? Well, now we intentionally go to that place. And these experiences in that place of water and wilderness mark the beginning of his true ministry of upside down teachings. This is when everything gets flipped around and turned upside down. When the curtain between heaven and earth gets torn open, and things that would be normal in earth are now seen through heaven's eyes. And the things of heavenly things can now be seen through our earthly eyes. Think about what that experience can mean for you. Think about what it does mean for you. If you have your journal or notebook handy, think about this. Make a list of what Jesus' life was like before his baptism, what we know of it. What was Jesus like before his baptism? What rules did he follow then? And what did he learn from those rules? And then make a list of the changes in Jesus' life. Note that he now follows different rules, God-given rules, new rules. Note the people that he goes to, the ones he touches. Note the new teachings he begins to preach. The first shall be last. The weak shall be strong. Blessed are those who are poor and who mourn. Think about the spiritual power that has come upon Jesus as he rises from that water. And as you think about that, jot down your notes and then think about the changes in your life that God has brought and will be bringing if you allow it. What changes is God seeking in you as on this first Sunday in Lent, you rise up from the waters and the veil is broken between heaven and earth in your life? See how that changes who you are and what you do. Have a very special poem today, and I'm going to read through it once, and then you can look it up if you want. I'm going to read slowly and deliberately. It tells a story about really being in the wilderness and emerging from it in a new way because of the courage you can receive by holding out your hand to Jesus. This poem is called Courage by Ann Sexton. Courage by Ann Sexton. It is in the small things we see it. The child's first step, as awesome as an earthquake. The first time you rode a bike, wallowing up the sidewalk. The first spanking when your heart went on a journey to be all alone. When they called you crybaby, or poor, or fatty, or crazy, and tried to make you into an alien. And you drank their acid and concealed it inside you. Later, if you faced the death of bombs and bullets, you did not do it with a banner. You did it with only a hat to cover your heart. You did not fondle the weakness inside you, though it was there. Your courage was a small coal that you kept swallowing. If your buddy saved you, and died himself in so doing, then his courage was not courage, it was love. Love as simple as shaving soap. Later, if you have endured a great despair, then you did it alone, getting a transfusion from the fire, picking the scabs off your heart, then wringing it out like a sock. Next, my kinsman, you powdered your sorrow. You gave it a back rub, and then you covered it with a blanket, and after it had slept a while, it woke to the wings of the roses and was transformed. Later, when you face old age and its natural conclusion, your courage will still be shown in the little ways. Each spring will be a sword you'll sharpen. Those you love will live in a fever of love, and you'll bargain with the calendar. And at the last moment, when death opens your back door, you will put on your carpet slippers and stride out. Let us pray. Like each one of us, blessed Jesus, someone taught you to walk, taught you to talk, and taught you the faith. Help us understand the dramatic changes you went through as you were baptized and took the time to prepare for your future with God. Amen.